The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk cancellations and closures. That's coming up on this episode 240 of WWE Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WWE Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WWEPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for this extra somber episode of the podcast. There's just no other way to say it. This is easily the worst time in the world, but certainly in this niche. And What an interesting time to be alive and to have to navigate so many things. Things are changing constantly. We are trying to stay on top of all of the information, but obviously, if you're listening to this, you know at this point every Disney park in the world is closed, among a lot of other things outside of Disney being closed and flights limited and cruise ships docked. So we are just kind of in a standstill trying to figure out how to navigate. Today I have Jen, who's the director of my travel agency and the best travel agent I've ever known, here to talk through some of the changes so that if you have a trip planned now or in the near future or a little bit further out, then you know the best way to handle that. And this is obviously using the information that we have as of right now. And at the end, we also have some things to look forward to, including a trip that we have planned for next year that is just for listeners, followers, etc. of WWE Prep to Go, WWE Prep School, etc. So if you are interested in that, please stay tuned to the end. And as always, there is information in the show notes about the various things that we discuss. So here is my chat with Jen. Welcome back to the podcast, Jen.
Thank you, Shannon. I'm glad to be back.
I think the last time you were on is when we were talking about Disney cruises, right?
We were. We talked about your cruise. You had just gotten back.
Yes, a far happier topic than what we are talking about today.
Can we go back to that?
Yes. Listen, I wish. It feels like it was 10 years ago, but it wasn't. So you and I are speaking on Monday afternoon, and the reason I want to mention that is that a lot of things are changing in the news and as it relates to our jobs.
Yes.
So I just want to like timestamp it. Like we're going to talk about things the best we understand it as of Monday afternoon. So what we want to talk about is people planning trips right now. Like if you have a trip planned for now, next month, shortly after Disney World, Disney Cruise, whatever it is, because there's a lot of questions about how to handle that. But you and I just had a trip get canceled too.
Sadly, yes, we did. We had an Adventures by Disney trip booked for our entire agency. We were going as a group. We were going to the Southern California short escape to Disneyland, and unfortunately it was canceled.
Yes, we do plan to attend next year. And I'll talk more about that at the end because we want to leave on a high note.
Yes, please.
but we did. Ours got canceled for end of March. And so that's not happening, but we, you know, hopefully we'll get to do some more trips later this year. But right now, there are lots of people trying to figure out what to do about their trips. So let's talk about this in terms of first, the people who have trips planned during the closure period, which right now is just the end of March. But
right,
let's be honest, it's probably going to be a lot longer than that.
I hope not, but probably reality will set in soon, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think 2 weeks of closure is just a start. So we will have to see how it goes. But anyway, okay, so let's say that you are a Disney World person and you have a trip scheduled during the closure. What are some of the things that people should know about that?
The reservations, of course, were canceled. If you were able to modify online, of course, contact your travel agent if you book through a travel agent. But you should have been able to modify online. You could change your dates if you had a new date set up. Or, of course, they canceled for a full refund. There were some glitches in the system. If you completed online check-in, that did not allow you to cancel online. You had to call in. And as we all know, the call center phone lines were extremely busy that first night that it was announced. So it was a little bit of a delay there.
Right. So if you're working with a travel agent, that's their job is to do that. If you booked on your own, you'll have to be the one to call.
Yes.
That was like if you did online check-in, you had to call, or if you had some extra components to your trip that you couldn't cancel online.
Yeah, like airline, car rental, you know, just extra pieces. They said that you wouldn't be able to modify. I didn't have to modify any of those online. So I didn't have that issue. Mine were mainly just changing, thankfully, just rescheduling dates. But we still had to call that in to reschedule. We weren't able to modify at the time.
It also includes Memory Maker and insurance, I think, too, right?
I know insurance for sure. Memory Maker, I'm not 100% sure on. They just kept saying third-party providers, and then they just listed examples such as insurance, car rental, air. So I'm not 100% sure on Memory Maker, but Memory Maker does affect a lot of promo updates, so I wouldn't be surprised if that was something that would cause a glitch. And people immediately, once it hit Twitter, people just immediately just started calling in. So the phone lines were extremely busy. As we talked about here at the travel agency, and I know you can relate to this, our times in the 80s of calling the radio stations for concert tickets came in handy during this because we had to keep hitting redial, redial, redial.
Yes, you got to be the 29th caller to win the tickets to the concert. But in this case, you had to be the 29th caller to cancel a trip and, in your case, lose commission on a trip if it's canceled. Let's see. Well, that's a whole other topic. Commissions have been protected in some regard, but that's sort of a separate discussion, I guess. Okay, so I assume people who are traveling end of March were during the park closures have probably already handled their trips, but I wanted to talk about this because I do think it's going to extend into April. And so that way, you know, for people who have April trips still planned and the parks are announced, you'll know a little bit about the work. So the bottom line is if you have a package booked, a lot of people can handle it online. Yes. Some situations will require you to call. Be prepared for long waits.
To call.
If you call. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it just varies. Earlier today, it wasn't too bad, but I think maybe once they announce something, I mean, of course, today we had the announcement of the resorts closing now because they were originally supposed to stay open. So I think that's probably going to cause a little bit longer of a wait time if you try to call in.
Yeah. Okay. So we've talked about like the immediate effect of Disney World trips, but what about Disney Cruise? What if you had a cruise that was supposed to leave in, you know, the next several weeks?
Okay, so if your cruise was canceled, well, first of all, Disney gave you the opportunity to change your cruise with 100% credit, good for 12 months prior to the closures and the canceling of the cruises. But then once they announce the canceling of the cruises, they're giving some guests have up to 125% for a future cruise credit and 15 months to use that credit. So if somebody were to cancel prior to, you know, somebody that might have canceled after or decided after the cruise was canceled, they would have the 125 up to 125%. It all depends on the sailing. But they do have that opportunity to get the future cruise credit, or they can get a full refund back. If they get the full refund back, it's of course what they paid. But the better option, I think, is to take the future cruise credit because they're giving you more. Because as we know, when you go to book the reservation for the future, the prices can change. So having that extra 25% might be helpful in that case.
Okay. So for cruises, they can take the, future cruise credit up to 125%, apply it towards a future sailing, and that they're currently available through 2021.
right,
into 2021, right? So that seems like a no-brainer, easy to do. But going back to Disney World, rescheduling is a little bit trickier there, right? Because of a couple reasons.
Yes. First of all, packages only go out till the end of 2020. So if somebody has a package now, say for March 23rd, they want to go next March, we wouldn't be able to book them for a package if they wanted it to be exactly like what they had this year. And of course, if somebody were to rebook, say for October, there are no promos out for October at this time. So if they had a promotion in March of this year and they wanted to do October, there's no promo. So of course, the pricing would be different. And on top of that, ticket prices went up already. We had the new dining plan that's available. So all of that goes into, you know, into the price of the trip, which could be different than what they paid for this year, for March of this year.
Right. So you're getting, if you want to reschedule, you get full credit. So let's say you have $4,000 into your March trip. You can reschedule, but it's $4,000 towards your next trip. And that price can totally be different. So correct. That's kind of the bottom line. They're not giving you a free trip or like a trip that's exactly the same as the one you have booked. They're just giving you the dollar amount towards a correct. Future trip.
Plus your room has to be, you know, your category and your resort has to be available as well. Like I had a client that fell into the March closure and we moved her to May. She was at the Grandestino Tower in March, but unfortunately it wasn't available. The same room category that she had was not available for May. So we had to look at another resort, which of course is a different price as well. So you have to look into all of the whole equation and all the different variables have to go into place because you might not get exactly what you have right now.
If you do want to reschedule by package from this year to next year, it sounds like your best bet is just to cancel it, get your money back. And then when they open up for next year, go ahead and book it.
Yes. Well, packages we can't book right now for 2021. We can only do room only.
Right.
When it opens up usually mid-June, historically it's like mid-June is when packages for the future year open up, and then we can book a whole package. You can book room only for 2021. However, I wouldn't recommend doing that. If you're going to add dining or tickets to your package, then we would have to cancel that and rebook it as a package, which doesn't make sense to do that a second time. So if you want to do a package, just wait till June hopefully historically that's when it happens. We have 2021 packages and then just book your 2021 vacation.
Okay. So there's a couple options for people that are booked for now. Well, let's talk about people that are in the next group, which is the parks haven't been announced to be closed, but they are thinking they might want to cancel anyway. So like right now, that would be April. Who knows if it might extend a little past that, but let's just talk about April.
So if you have an April trip, well, first of all, certain cruises were canceled in the month of April. So those, of course, fall under the same rules as the March cruises. But as far as Disney World goes, anybody that's booked in April, March 15th, they came out with another notice that said clients that are booked up until June 30th can cancel their reservation and Disney will not charge them the fee. So if you have an April reservation and you want to cancel, you can without paying the fee. Again, you can always change your dates. They'll let you change your dates to another date. Or you can wait until the announcement, if they do close, comes out. And then that way, you can close due to Disney or cancel due to Disney closing their destination.
Right.
Which is what I would recommend.
How does travel insurance factor in here?
Yeah. So that's why I would recommend waiting until Disney closes, because if you have air or anything else or any other destination wrapped into this, and you cancel, that's a completely different reason versus Disney canceling your trip or with the destination that you're going to cancels the trip. So it depends on which insurance company you went through. There could be, if you don't have the cancel for any reason built into it, there could be different factors into that where you have to cancel for a covered reason. And of course, you canceling just because of the fear of traveling would not be under the covered reason. So that's why I would say to play it safe, I would just wait. Disney's giving you up until, till the day before to cancel right now. So it just doesn't make sense not to wait unless you need that money, if that's the reason why. Personally, I would just wait and see what happens.
Yeah. And the reason you're saying that is, like, if Disney is guaranteeing you we'll get your money back, you still may have other elements to your trip that aren't refundable as easy. I don't know. It depends on what airline you might have booked through, or tickets, or other elements.
Correct.
And
right.
Okay. So in some cases,
or you could go to, you could be going to a different destination. You could have added Universal into your trip, Discovery Cove, SeaWorld, any of those, and that would be a different component and would have different cancellation fees.
Right. Okay. So that's people that are kind of on the border there. But then looking into the future, you got people that are like, well, my FastPass and dining reservation dates are coming up. What do I do?
I personally would just go ahead and book them. It doesn't hurt anything. We can, you know, we can cancel them later. I would rather book it now and have it versus trying to decide closer to your travel date. Oh, okay, we are going, and let's book it, because it's harder to get a reservation closer to the date versus getting it now when it's due to open for booking. So I definitely would be booking fast passes and dining for sure. I would not stop on planning. Plus, it, you know, might give you some sunshine for the day thinking about booking your rides.
That's right. Yeah, planning is in itself fun. It can kind of give you something to look forward to.
Yes.
Which we highly recommend, especially because not only is it our job, but we love doing it. That's why it became our job.
That's right.
So, okay. So speaking of the future and planning, that's kind of on our own personal level. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
One more thing I wanted to mention. Disney did also announce, if you have anybody with a final payment that's due, Disney did extend, you have up till 7 days before the check-in date to make your final payment, where normally it's 30 days prior. So if anybody has a final payment that's due in this little bit of a window, you can wait. Disney put out that they're letting you do it 7 days prior.
Okay. Good to know. Now, can we talk about our future plans?
Yes, please. Let's talk about the future.
Yeah. So we have, because we had this trip coming up, we had to cancel our flights, and Southwest at least will give you credit back that you have to use within a certain amount of time.
Yes.
So I'm planning, if we can, if it's open and all that, I'm planning to go to Disneyland for the Avengers campus opening, if it still happens in mid-July.
Yes.
So
I want to do the same thing. Now I have a credit with Southwest because, of course, we booked this, September of last year for our trip. So our credits expire September of this year. So we have to plan something in order to use up those credits, or we'll lose that amount of money. So I agree. I'm thinking the same thing. I would love to check out the new campus when it opens. That would be something to look forward to for sure.
Another thing that I know you and I are both looking for is the trip that we canceled was the Adventures by Disney Southern Escape, where you get to do Disneyland and tours of various places that are Disney related. We canceled it, but we have a group book for next year that is just for us. So there's 40 spots, and normally it's just, they have 40, a group of 40. It's open to the public, but this is just for us. And it's the same exact trip, but it's private, essentially, right?
Yes.
And we have this open right now for booking if people are interested in it for next year. This was available to patrons first, and we had a huge response. So we have just under 10 spots left, and so we'd love to have you join us if you want something to look forward to next year.
Yes. It's an Adventures by Disney, Southern California Short Escape to Disneyland, Imagineering, the Walt Disney Studios. We go to the park, we go to Walt's apartment, we stay at the Grand Californian, just lots of fun, you know, fun things to do. Shannon and I both love this adventure. This will be our second time for both of us to do this one.
We it was supposed it to be our third. Yeah.
But unfortunately it's going to be our second. But that's okay. And my favorite spot, Mickey's of Glendale. So,
yeah, there's exclusive shopping opportunities that you can't do in the public. And I still cringe every time someone asks me, where'd you get that backpack? Where'd you get that sweatshirt? Where'd you get that t-shirt? And I have to say, it was at this shop that you can only go to if you go on this tour. Like, it's the Walt Disney Studios employee store or Mickey's of Glendale. It's like, it's very, very exclusive.
Chris will wear his shirt that I bought him, and people say, are you an Imagineer? And he'll go, no, my wife went to Adventures by Disney.
Yes. But yeah, it's just a great, like, all-inclusive trip for a Disney fan. And it is absolutely one of my favorite things I've ever done. Like you said, I love it so much, I was prepared to do it 3 springs in a row.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's definitely, and there's so much included with it that you know, there's meals included, you know, there's park tickets included. So, and the best part is we get to travel with Shannon and Heather, which I know everybody's excited about. And like I said, like Shannon said, there's only 40 spots exclusively for our group, and we have, you know, less than 10 left. So let's fill the spots so we can have a fun group. Something to look forward to.
And all of us will have something to look forward to. Yeah. So the information on this will be in the show notes, essentially, like an overview and then an email address that you can contact for detailed pricing and to put down your deposit. Right now, it's only a 10% deposit, right?
And then, final payment's not due till December.
Yeah. So your commitment right now is just that 10%. And then you have to get the whole total before the end of the year. And then we all travel in April. So that's super fun.
Yes. It's something we're super excited about it. We can't wait for this adventure now that our one for this year was canceled. Now we have something else to look forward to.
That's right. So silver linings, trying to find the fun things that we can still do. So anyway, information on that will be in the show notes. And that's good. I'm glad. Thanks for talking through that. And I think that's all today for this kind of sad episode. How do people contact you?
Okay. So you can go to the Perfect Story Travel website and you can actually contact any one of our agents. We have an amazing team, very small, but amazing close team. You can contact any one of the agents. My picture is on there with my name. You can contact me direct. I'm on Instagram at Travel with Jen, and then I'm also on Facebook, and it's Jen, J-E-N with one N, at perfectstorytravel.com. But please go to the website. You can go to any one of our agents. We have amazing agents, and they're all super nice and wonderful. So go to any one of us.
I'll have a link to all the stuff that she talked about. She is busy being the director, so she doesn't always have time to book for people. But the small but fantastic team is available to do it. So
yeah, they're amazing.
Yes, so that's good. Okay, well, thanks for taking time to chat. Hopefully next time it'll be on a happier topic again.
Yes, thanks for having me again.
Thanks, Jen. That will wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information, you can check the information in the show notes, or you can go to the website www.prepschool.com and click on podcast at the top and go to episode 240. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.